The United Nations is again raising alarms about the situation in Darfur. The government of Sudan is said to be preparing for a new offensive, despite a peace deal that was signed in May. And aid workers are faced with new dangers, violence and intimidation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Darfur has never been an easy place for aid workers. Banditry on the roads has been a common complaint. But according to the UN, there's been an unprecedented number of attacks in the past month, with at least 8 aid workers killed. Bruno Jockum of the Swiss branch of Doctors Without Borders says so many trucks and cars have been hijacked on the roads that aid workers with his organization can't move around much anymore.
I would say that in almost all locations today, we've stopped using roads. We're in a situation where we have become entirely dependent on United Nations helicopter movements.
Doctors Without Borders has suspended the work of its mobile clinics, he says, and is having a much harder time helping people get to hospitals for operations.
The biggest consequence is not being able to refer the most severe patients, especially those who need surgical care. And in some areas, we've been forced to evacuate completely some projects.
Jockum says the main victims of renewed violence are the more than 2 million displaced civilians who he says are practically prisoners in their camps. The conflict started 3.5 years ago when rebels took up arms against the Sudanese government, and the government responded in what the U.S. has called a genocidal counterinsurgency campaign. A peace agreement in May has complicated matters because only one of 3 rebel leaders signed it, and now rebels are fighting among each other. Nikki Smith, the Sudan country representative for the International Rescue Committee, says the situation in the camps is tense.
Since the signing of the Darfur peace agreement, it's created a sort of polarization within the camps, and that's created increased tensions. So, you know, you see things being triggered very quickly in this environment now, and it can move quickly into physical violence or demonstrations, which can be quite frightening.
She says at one camp in Darfur, there are more than 14,000 new arrivals, and many of them are women and their children. She says many women who go out of the camps for firewood have been raped, and the African Union troops, that are the only international peacekeepers in Darfur, haven't had the resources to protect civilians.
You know, the African Union needs to also scale up. They need to provide a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week presence. They need to provide regular patrols, which will allow freedom of movement for the civilians. It's really critical that civilian protection is prioritized by the African Union, but also by the United Nations.
The UN Security Council has been talking for months about having the UN take over from the African Union. Last week, the U.S. and Britain drafted a resolution that calls for more than 17,000 UN peacekeepers. But Sudan has balked at the idea and says it plans to send its own troops to restore order. The UN's number two official, Mark Malik Brown, says he's worried.
Please don't forget Darfur. It's very, very important that we all pay lots of attention to Darfur. Something very ugly is brewing there.
He's tried to draw attention to Darfur at a time when the UN is already struggling to put together a more robust peacekeeping force for southern Lebanon. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.